From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, new rules for borders and passports. Don't leave home without it, or you may not get back in. First, the lead, the Vatican in Rome, where today Italian authorities say they will cut off the line of people that is formed to see the body of Pope John Paul II as it lies for viewing in the Basilica of St. Peter's Cathedral. There are simply too many people. They are waiting in line up to a day by some accounts. Newsweek's Christopher Dickey is in Rome. Chris, how many people are there? Can you even guess?
No, it's very hard to make an estimate. I mean, we're hearing totals, millions, and that seems perfectly credible. I've been covering crowds and demonstrations for 30 years. I've never seen anything even remotely like this. It just goes on for miles and miles and snakes back and forth, up and down streets and all down the banks of the Tiber.
How are people behaving?
Wonderfully well. Everybody knows what they're here for. They're here to see the body of Pope John Paul II and pay their respects. There's really no rowdiness that I've seen. It's getting kind of messy. There are a lot of discarded water bottles around, but people are very, very positive-minded, very well self-controlled, and also very well managed by the Rome police.
But there must be some concern about Friday when the funeral is to take place. I read a news report earlier today that said as many as 2 million people want to come just from Poland.
Well, that's what we're hearing, too, and it seems credible at this point. There are already crowds beyond anybody's expectations who's ever covered the Vatican, and it seems as if we will have many more people here by Friday. There was going to be a kind of a demonstration, an event, where they were going to carry the body of John Paul to another church so that the people of Rome could see him who hadn't been able to see him standing in line. But that's been canceled. They say technically it's just not feasible. Frankly, nobody knows what it's going to be like here come Friday, except that there are going to be an awful lot of people.
Chris, what about the conclave, that is the meeting of the cardinals that is going to select the next pope? How are things going for that?
Well, most of the cardinals needed for the conclave are already here. By the 18th of the month, when the conclave begins, all of them will be here, probably 116 altogether, and everything is in order. In fact, you're starting to bump into cardinals on the street and in trattorias in Rome as they sort of bide their time getting ready for the moment where they have to make the decision.
And is there any word about how that decision might go? I mean, people are not supposed to be politicking, but is there any sense of who might emerge as the next leader of the church?
No, there really is no clear sense yet, and nobody is supposed to be politicking. Of course there are, and there are dozens of names of people that are being floated around as supposedly papabili, able to be pope. Some of them are very interesting. We've got the Nigerian, Francis Arinze. We've got the Honduran, Rodriguez Maradiaga, and of course we've got members of the Curia like Joseph Ratzinger and Cardinal Ruini, all kinds of people who might be in the running. But until the conclave begins, this is all pure speculation. And then we'll have days. We could have a very short conclave, but I suspect it'll be quite a long one because the physical pressure on the cardinals will not be the same as it was when they were all locked inside the Sistine Chapel, suffering to some extent, and anxious to get out by electing a new pope.
Christopher Dickey of Newsweek magazine reporting from Rome. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.